Welcome to another episode of the Creative Work Podcast. And today, I just want to briefly talk about some of the things that have been going on with me. Because this podcast is about me right now, and this is just my test practice to get better as a speaker and to communicate what I need to communicate in the least words as possible. So today, I got an email from Jordan Bunch of the Wedding Film Academy podcast, and he asked me if I wanted to do a kind of assist him in a photo shoot. He's doing a photo shoot for Panasonic here in Big Sur. And I told him I can't. But the great thing is that I was able to refer him to the guy that helped me last week to do the video shoot. His name is Austin. And I think that's still a win in my book. Even though I couldn't do it, I referred someone to Jordan. And also I referred Austin, who can do this kind of work. And hopefully, the further he advances in this thing he's trying to do, because he's trying to do something very similar to me, hopefully, by extension, that also helps myself. And that sounds kind of selfish, but, real selfishness would have been to not refer to anyone I know, because I'm afraid they're going to take my work or they're going to outcompete me or something like that. So I think referring someone, it's a very good choice, and ultimately it's the right thing to do. So I'm happy about that. I think this is the first time it's not the first time. This is the second time I've referred a fellow filmmaker to another filmmaker to get them work. So I'm happy about that. The other thing is I moved all my equipment downstairs today. And the reason being is that I am working on different projects, and I started editing the testimonials for a client of mine. And right now it's been, quite frustrating working with them because I did not charge enough. I'm going to take responsibility for this and say that I should have charged more. I should have investigated more. I should have been clear with my proposal. Should have gotten a signature. I should have over communicated and just done everything more thoroughly. And I didn't do that. It was just very loose communication. And that's where I ran into problems. So right now I'm trying to flush it out and be extra clear about what I am going to do and what I'm going to deliver. I could have saved a bunch of headache. And I think the problem now is that this client, I'm probably not going to work with them ever again after this. It's just a hassle. And I feel like it is part of my fault that I ruined it. And I also know that there's some things that the client is not being straightforward with me. So it's not like it's all my fault. But if I could have done things better, and I could have prevented all of that. So ultimately, it's my fault. But at the same time, I'm going to take this as a learning experience and move forward, because I can't perfect all my process on the first client. And this is my first client, technically. So I just have to be thankful for that. This is part of the learning process. I am going to make mistakes. I am going to make more mistakes with different clients and with future clients. So I can't put myself to... I can't bring myself down. I just have to take it for what it is, learn from it, and get better, and expect that, this part of the process. So I'm repeating myself. I just wanted to mention that. What else? I just brought all my stuff down because I want to shoot more stuff, more videos down here in the basement, and, be a little bit more productive. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if I'm supposed to slow down, or am I being tested? Is my tenacity being tested? What is the test here? Am I supposed to calm down my thinking mind and my compulsiveness to always do something? Or am I being tested to see if the video is actually the thing I want to do for the future? Because I don't know. For me, I can't seem to not work on something every day. It's depressing not to do something, not to work towards something. So I'm just going to move forward and keep on producing, what I can. And hopefully it doesn't hurt my ankle, because, things happen, but I just have to move forward. So that's what I'm going to do, and take this as a learning experience and I don't know. What is the ultimate meaning of anything? I don't know. That's a big question. So anyways, thank you as always for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.